Chapter 16. Measles, Mumps, and Rubella. The word measles probably comes from the Middle Dutch mazul, meaning pustule. Measles is an extremely contagious viral disease caused by morbillivirus hominis. Before the measles vaccine was introduced in 1963, virtually every child got the illness before the age of 15. Typical symptoms are a fever, runny nose, cough, and red rash that often starts on the face and then spreads to the rest of the body. Grave complications include pneumonia and, rarely, brain inflammation. The 9th century Persian physician Rhazes wrote what was probably the first description of measles, which was apparently endemic to the Middle East in this era and became endemic to Europe during the medieval period. Measles requires a large childbearing population of at least 500,000 to sustain itself in a particular community without the influx of outsiders. It is therefore a classic disease of civilization. In Europe and the British colonies, measles was a far deadlier disease during the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries than it was in the 20th. In the U.S., during the decade before the measles vaccine was introduced in 1963, fewer than 1 in 1,000 children died of it, or around 450 per year on average, with 408 dying in 1962. The precipitous decline of the case fatality rate between 1900 and 1962 is primarily attributable to better nutrition, especially with foods containing vitamin A. Vitamin A deficiency remains a conspicuous risk factor for severe measles, and symptoms often dramatically improve with the administration of the vitamin. In 1954, a researcher from Boston Children's Hospital named Thomas Peebles investigated a measles outbreak at a nearby boarding school. He took throat swabs and blood samples from infected students and succeeded in culturing the virus he obtained from an 11-year-old schoolboy named David Edmonston. From this cultured virus, John Franklin Enders, Peebles's boss at Boston Children's, developed a measles vaccine. Enders tested it on small groups of children from 1958 to 1960 and then conducted a trial on thousands of children in New York City and Nigeria. In 1961, the vaccine was declared 100% effective and was licensed for the public in 1963. In 1968, Dr. Maurice Hillman, of 1957 influenza fame, developed a method for further attenuating the live virus for the vaccine, thereby producing a vaccine with fewer side effects. This weaker version, known as the Edmonston-Enders strain, is the progenitor of strains still used in measles vaccines today. Dr. D.L. Miller reported in a 1964 issue of the British Medical Journal that there were 59,992 cases of measles in Britain the previous year, with a hospitalization rate of 11.5 per 1,000 and a mortality rate of 0.2 in 1,000. This is the last large-scale report of the natural history of measles before the advent of widespread vaccination. The U.S. CDC considers anyone born before 1957 to be immune to measles, given the ubiquitousness of the infection. With early treatment and management of complications such as pneumonitis, bronchopneumonia, and pediatric ICU care for encephalitis, we could expect very rare deaths in Western countries, even for the unvaccinated. Measles vaccination has been associated with a dramatic drop in the annual case count, which the CDC tallies and confirms with PCR testing. During the decade preceding the introduction of the vaccine in 1963, the U.S. experienced, on average, around 530,217 reported measles cases per year. In recent years, the number of measles cases has ranged between 400 and over 1,000. Measles antibodies are also used to diagnose acute infection, immunoglobulin M, IgM, and convalescence, immunoglobulin G, IgG. IgG antibodies are routinely used to determine measles immunity. A 2017 study of matriculating medical students showed that those who'd experienced natural measles had a 94% rate of positive antibodies, while those who'd been vaccinated in childhood had an 80% positive rate. The latter group that lacked seropositivity was then revaccinated. This indicates that the measles vaccine now given in the combination MMR product is not 100% effective, as claimed by Enders, and that all large populations can expect measles outbreaks in any given year. Moreover, because the measles vaccine is a live attenuated product, immunosuppressed children, as well as those with egg allergies and epilepsy, have relative contraindications for vaccination. Pregnant and breastfeeding mothers should not receive the MMR vaccine. Some Amish and Mennonite communities decline all vaccines. Every year, the CDC reports the rates of those who have declined childhood vaccines, including MMR. For decades, the rate of refusing the MMR shot was around 2.5%. In recent years, this cohort has climbed to nearly 10%. The CDC reports that 95% of contemporary cases are unvaccinated or of unknown vaccinated status. We suspect the latter designation is, at least in part, a sleight-of-hand trick for concealing the true vaccinated status of this cohort. In the last 25 years, there have been 9 deaths associated with measles in the United States. During this time, public health agencies have commissioned no analysis of using vitamin A as recommended by WHO. In our prevailing public health doctrine, achieving a 100% vaccination rate is a greater prize than using therapeutics to eliminate hospitalization and death. The recent death of a 6-year-old Mennonite girl in West Texas is a case in point. Upon investigating her case, we discovered that, while recovering from measles along with her siblings, she contracted a secondary bacterial pneumonia that steadily worsened over a 5-day period without being treated. It was only after she was hospitalized with severe pneumonia that antibiotics were administered. But by then it was too late. Had she received proper and simple home treatment, she would likely still be alive. Following her death, Dr. Ben Edwards was called to her community to treat other measles cases, especially in which the patients complained of shortness of breath. He administered inhaled budesonide, which quickly resolved this symptom. And yet, apart from our reporting and similar reporting performed by Children's Health Defense, nothing about the missed opportunity to treat the child was mentioned by public health authorities. When it comes to measles, it seems that officials are not interested in education and improving clinical care. Instead, they view the occasional minor measles outbreak as an opportunity for loudly broadcasting the imperative for everyone to get vaccinated. Mumps is a highly contagious disease caused by the mumps orthobilovirus. Initial symptoms include headache, fever, malaise, and loss of appetite. These symptoms are typically followed by painful swelling of the parotid, salivary, glands, causing a grimace from which the disease got its name, a mump, being an obsolete 16th century word for grimace. About 40% of people infected with the virus do not develop symptoms. Mumps has a very low case fatality rate of 1.6 to 3.8 people per 10,000. About 1 in 25 experience some temporary hearing loss, but permanent hearing loss is rare, around 1 in 20,000 cases. Encephalitis, a potentially fatal condition requiring intensive care, is estimated to occur in approximately 1 in 1,000 cases. Orchitis, inflammation of the testicles, is a common complication in post-pubertal males that rarely results in infertility. The first mumps vaccine was developed by Maurice Hillman at Merck and became available in 1967. Despite the vaccine having a failure rate as high as 25%, its widespread deployment was followed by the dramatic reduction of cases in the United States and other countries. In 1993, Japanese public health authorities became concerned about the rate of aseptic meningitis following MMR vaccination with the Urabi mumps strain. Since then, Japan has offered a voluntary mumps vaccine separately from the combined measles and rubella vaccine. Rubella, from the Latin rubellus, reddish, also known as German measles or three-day measles, is caused by the rubivirus rubelli. The disease is typically mild, with half of people unaware they are infected. The most common symptom is a red rash that may start around 2 weeks after exposure and last for 3 days. Rare complications are testicular swelling and encephalitis. Rubella infection confers robust immunity, and people in the U.S. born before 1957 are presumed immune. Rubella infection poses, by far, the greatest risk to developing fetuses during early pregnancy and may result in miscarriage or a child born with congenital rubella syndrome, CRS. Symptoms of CRS include eye cataracts, deafness, and impairments of the heart and brain. CRS is rare if exposure to rubella occurs after the 20th week of pregnancy. Prevention of CRS is the primary reason for rubella vaccination. The first rubella vaccine was developed by an NIH team led by Harry M. Meyer and Paul D. Parkman in 1965. The NIH team then collaborated with Maurice Hillman at Merck, which made the first commercially licensed vaccine from the HPV-77 rubella strain, cultured in duck embryo cells. In 1979, Merck replaced HPV-77 with a vaccine called RA27/3, developed by Stanley Plotkin and Leonard Hayflick at the Wistar Institute in Philadelphia. The virus for this vaccine was cultured in the kidney cells of aborted fetuses donated by the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology of the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania. The name RA27/3 means Rubella abortus, 27th fetus, third organ, to be harvested, the kidney. According to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, these same fetal cells obtained from the early 1960s have continued to grow in the laboratory and are used to make vaccines today. No further sources of fetal cells are needed to make these vaccines. The rubella mass vaccination program dramatically reduced cases of the disease and its worst outcome, congenital rubella syndrome. No endemic case has been observed in the Americas since 2009. Because prevention of CRS is the primary reason for rubella vaccination, the logical target group are women of childbearing age. However, because vaccine-induced immunity isn't always perfect, proponents claim that boys should also receive the rubella vaccine to reduce the probability of a pregnant woman encountering an infected man. This is a notable example of how vaccines are conceived not only as an instrument for inducing an individual's immune protection, but of generating herd immunity to enhance the protection of all individuals. In 1971, Maurice Hillman at Merck combined the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines, all three live attenuated, into the trivalent MMR product, which was adopted for the childhood immunization schedule in many countries. About 25 years later, a British gastroenterologist was presented with concerns that the MMR vaccine was causing intestinal inflammation and an autism-like syndrome in children. When he decided to investigate these worrying indications, he thought he was embarking on a scientific inquiry in the interest of human welfare. A few years after he published the results of his inquiry, he was severely punished in a way that resembled the persecution of heretics by the Holy Office of the Inquisition during the early 17th century.